Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
I'm sorry, I'm swallowing a cup of coffee there real quick because we're so excited. Lisa and I have with us this morning Dr. Joyce. We love having her on because she's inspirational. She's just got so much information that we love to share. And so we want to welcome Dr. Joyce for this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure always to be here with you too.
Thank you. Thank you. I know today's topic we talk about, without a vision, you have just a dream. So talk to us a little bit about that, because you're talking about vision in our personal and business lives, correct?
Yes. It's very important to have a vision because it's really easy to recognize people that don't have one because they're mostly sad, they don't like their job, they're not happy. So you have to have a vision and put that dream into action.
So talk about that. Talk about that for a minute, though. What does vision mean to you? Are you talking about just like having a goal at the end of the, a light at the end of the tunnel, a goal, or what does vision mean to you?
I think that a dream is a goal that hasn't been accomplished. And a vision is also passion. You want to figure out what you want to do with what your vision is going to be. So you can't just say, I'm going to have a vision. It has to be totally clear. So you use your imagination, and it becomes part of you. Like I feel that as my vision, that I want to make a difference in this world while I'm here as part of society to change people's attitudes about I can't do that or I can't do this. So you got to ask yourself questions. You got to have how much money do you need to have? You need to know what way you're going to earn your money and how you're going to get to this vision. You just can't have a vision. You have to have all the other things figured out, too. So you're in charge of setting these limits in your life and having the courage to listen and not take any advice from naysayers. And believe me, I have them. And so it's really important to develop a vision for yourself, something that you want to do that no one else is doing, that you can do better, that's going to resonate with the public.
Well, I think you said a lot there. And one is you have to have passion for it. But I think one of the other things is, you know, I heard early in my career, you know, hang a vision board up and people put all these things on their vision board. And I think one of the areas where I kind of always, I guess I was negative on the subject is because everybody puts up, you know, the same thing, a giant mansion, a big car, et cetera. And if your motivation is just to make a bunch of money or to be wealthy, I don't think you're going to get there because you're not passionate about what you're doing. And what you just said, none of it had to do with money except, well, you got to make money to do what you need to do. But reality was you were trying to improve lives. And I think this vision, what I'm hearing from you, is it needs to be more about where your passion is and what you're trying to achieve in the world, not just all about trying to make money at all costs.
That's exactly right. You figured it out perfectly. The thing is that money will come if you do have the vision.
Exactly. Yeah. Money will come. If you do the right thing, the money comes. I mean, we got to be smart in business and do it. And if you're passionate about it, it'll keep you up at night because you want to get up and do it. My wife laughs at me. I get up early in the morning and sometimes I have troubles going to sleep. And she's like, you got to stop. I'm like, no. I've got a mission. I've got to accomplish these things.
Well, you just defined it yourself. You have a vision.
Well, I'm very driven, and it is difficult for some people who don't have that vision or that drive. And it is, you do it because I know one of the episodes where we've spoken before, you talked about even Twitter at the end of your day, you'll get on and do an extra hour just talking to people,
yes.
Which I think is awesome. You've got over 1 million followers, and so you're an influential marketer, you're an influential person on Twitter. And for you to take the time and learn about everybody and do it, obviously you're very passionate about what you do.
Very. I mean, when you're 72 years old, you have to figure in all the stuff that's going on in your life, and you have to say to yourself, I don't need a vision board to put down what I want to do. Every morning I wake up and do it. I think that's the difference. People don't take into consideration the physical growth, the personal growth, their health, their friends and family, all this stuff. You need to be able to have in your mind. You have to know it. You can't expect a vision board to do it for you. It's kind of nice to wake up and look at a board and it reminds you, but I don't need reminding. People that are passionate, they don't need reminding.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that sometimes with the vision board, it kind of reminds me when we had David Essel on a few weeks ago, and it's sort of like that whole, we'll just put it out there in the universe kind of thing, or, you know, but yep. If you're not doing any work towards it, I don't care how much you put it out in the universe, it's not going to happen. So what are some actually action steps, Dr. Joyce, that people can take if they have the vision, but they want to really make it fly?
I think the action steps are to realize what you're capable of, what you're good at, how you can influence other people, because no matter what we tell ourselves, we're all salespeople. We're all salespeople. We sell ourselves every time we open our mouth. And so it's very important to identify and eliminate energy drainers. We all have them in our life. Some of them are called friends. They just energy
friends
drain
and family.
Our energy. Some of them are family.
Yeah.
They do that. But you just don't want to be a person who gives up, because you must always give, even if others don't. So you want to understand the word should and know some of your out-of-balance signals so you can get back into balance. So I would say identify some things that drain you in order of importance. Sometimes you can't get rid of your family, but you could limit your phone calls with them. As far as clients, they're wonderful to have, but if they give me a pain in my you-know-where, then I don't work with them anymore. I'm on this earth to make a difference, and if I can't make a difference because somebody doesn't see that it's necessary in their life, then why would I work with them?
Exactly.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good. I wasn't sure.
She said,
I go off
she
on
didn't
a tangent say, sometimes.
She was afraid to say no. One of my favorite quotes, it'll tell you the date of the quote based on it, but it goes back, when the world says stand still, do the hustle. You know, some of our listeners may know what the hustle is, but the point is, when they say do it one way, go and do it the other. And so it just tells you got to be different. And there are a lot of naysayers out there, and you got to remove the negative. When you have a vision, when you have a passion, when you're driven about something, you've got to ignore all the obstacles. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. And so you've got to do it your way.
And that's why people don't do it. And that's a shame, because you have to be able to be like, you know, people that win all the time. I'll say it, Donald Trump. He knew he was going to win. He doesn't lose. And whether people liked it or not, he was winning. And so that's how you have to think when you're an entrepreneur or you want to do your branding. You have to say, I am the best. I bring in new material all the time. I'm taking care of my clients. And I love what I do.
Well, you brought up a good lesson. For going politics for a minute, is remove the negative from your life. And so one thing is I was told, quit reading the newspaper in the morning, or in today's world, you know, the internet and all the negative news.
Yeah.
Quit talking about, you know, or listening to all the news stories, because they're all negative. Quit following people that post negative all day. All that's going to do is drain you. And as you said in your example with Trump or anybody else who's out there, he ignored everybody else out there. And I wouldn't want to be in politics or anybody that famous.
Oh,
and any actor or actress, I think, has the same problem. There's always going to be negative about them, and you just got to ignore it and keep going with what your vision is, as you're saying here. So get rid of all the negative people in your life. Get rid of reading the negative news. Start looking for positive news on social media. If there's a lot of negative being posted, unfollow those people. Those are some people that will just drag you down and depress you. And I got to tell you, if I start my day negative, it's hard for me to turn that around. I start positive. That's the best thing. I start with my cup of coffee to start my day.
Well, you are preaching to the choir. But I do think one thing that's missing that we need to talk about is to develop self-esteem. If you have self-esteem, nothing and no one can hurt you.
I've got an abundance of that.
And that's good. We all do. And that's what makes us strong and on the radio.
Well,
it's very important.
And actually, every entrepreneur should have that, because you're brave enough to go out and start your own business. And while we all hit bumps, while we're all a little nervous on some things, you've got a vision, you've got drive that most people don't have. So don't let them bring you down. Stay positive. Get rid of the negative in your life. I understand at times we all face challenges we don't want to face, and we could all compare war stories that I've got a mountain to share with you that I've seen and done over my career, and it's scary. But at the end of the day, if you stay focused, stay positive, you're going to achieve your dreams if you're passionate about it. So focus on the right things. I got to thank Dr. Joyce for being with us today. Visit her website, drjoyceknutson.com, and that's Dr. Joyce KNUDSEN.com. Lisa and I want to thank you, Dr. Joyce, for being with us. We're going to have you back again very soon. We always love having you. And just thank you for sharing us with everything. I'm David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. We invite you to visit the 10MinuteMarketer.com. Till next time.